Theresa May says she is confident of agreeing a bespoke trade deal with the European Union. That's after its chief Brexit negotiator said it wasn't possible. The Prime Minister's been updating MPs on Friday's summit in Brussels, where leaders agreed talks could move on to the subject of a transition period and a future trade deal.
And Mrs. May has previously rejected existing models like Norway's membership of the European Economic Area and Canada's free trade deal on goods. But the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, told Prospect magazine they have to realise that there won't be any cherry picking. Well, speaking in the Commons this afternoon, the PM said the government was well on its way to delivering a smooth and orderly Brexit.
That is good news for those who voted Leave, who were worried the negotiations were so complicated it was never going to happen. And it's good news for those who voted Remain, who were worried that we might have Leave without being able to reach an agreement. We will now move on with building a bold new economic relationship, which together with the new trade deals we strike across the world, can support generations of new jobs for our people, open up new markets for our exporters, and drive new growth for our economy.
Well, Professor Joe Francois is Managing Director of the World Trade Institute at the University of Bern in Switzerland. He's done preparatory work on almost every big international trade deal over the last 20 years. The perfect man to talk to. Hello, Professor.
Hello.
So Theresa May wants a bold new deal with the EU. Michel Barnier says there'll be no cherry picking. Who's going to be the winner here, do we think?
Both sides will be disappointed to some extent. There's limited room for maneuver, right? And so there's a difference between what the best deal might be and what the deal is that's politically possible.
Do you think, given the current state of affairs and the difficulty that phase one's experienced, that the British government at the moment know exactly what they want?
I think there's different, you still have competing interests, right, in terms of knowing exactly what the sort of the joint position is. But on top of that, I think you have to take into account what determines levels of access in the EU and so what's possible. All right, so what one wants and what one can actually do are different things.
Bearing in mind as well that Canada's deal, I think, from memory, has not yet been ratified but and took 7 years to work out in the first place. So a two-year transitional period is kind of hopeful in that sense.
Yeah, if you look at most of the recent deep trade agreements, yeah, they take, you know, 5 years is a good outcome. I think 7 years is more realistic. In this case, part of the problem is that the deeper trade agreements involve regulatory cooperation of some kind. And so on the UK side, that means that one needs to beef up the agencies that would be, you know, negotiating at a regulator basis with their counterparts in Brussels.